USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh was sworn in officially on Saturday. Now, a short time ago, the president participated in a swearing-in ceremony, though, at the White House.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me, as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States,
under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
So help me God.
Animal welfare workers removed 71 beagles from a cramped house in rural Pennsylvania, where officials say the woman had been breeding them without a license before she died last month. The local Humane Society is a temporary home for the dogs. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Monday is Columbus Day, but the biggest city in the United States named after Christopher Columbus is not celebrating Columbus Day. That would be Columbus, Ohio. Why? Well, there's been a growing push, particularly by Native American groups, to stop the celebration of Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. A private rocket company celebrates a first. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
SpaceX successfully completed its first West Coast rocket landing. Sunday was the first time the company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California and successfully landed it on a concrete landing pad located about 1,400 yards from the site. All of the other landings so far have occurred out of Cape Canaveral, Florida. The rocket was carrying a satellite for Argentina's space agency.
Your final numbers on Wall Street: the Dow rebounded today after a sluggish start to finish up 39 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Over the weekend, a group of conservative women got together for the first annual Women for America First Summit. Now, this was held at the Trump International Hotel in Washington, D.C. Rachel Campos Duffy attended the event and talked about some of the enthusiasm she saw for President Trump.
These are women who don't put on pink hats and carry obscene picket signs. This is how they organize. Mm-hmm. This is how they express how they feel. And they're pretty jazzed up. And they were jazzed up before the Brett Kavanaugh event when this event was planned. They're very, very politically excited.
Sure.
Since the hearings. And I'm sure now that they have seen him confirmed.
A TV reporter who wore a Make America Great Again hat to a Trump rally he was covering has been fired. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
James Bunner was a journalist for KTTC-TV in Austin, Minnesota, and he wore that hat Thursday while covering President Trump's appearance in Rochester, Minnesota. After a photo was shared by the Minnesota-based newspaper Star Tribune, Bunner was fired the next day. The KTTC news director clarifying Bunner was only fired for wearing campaign gear while covering a political event and not because of his personal politics. Meanwhile, after writing a Facebook post defending Brett Kavanaugh, who was accused of sexual assault, a news anchor named Chris Long was suspended from KESQ-TV in Palm Springs and later resigned his position altogether.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.